on the square. We put more of a six-story space, not space in a standard closer. And ice cream. Well, it's simple with the ice cream, something like this is what. And confirm back to Colson with 7463 on the boat. And, call me, call my local home for dinner and we'll cover it.
Also feels that the fact that there were some lines in this landscapes that ran into the White House is very beneficial, because that has slowed them down on pursuing things, because they all are of the view that they don't want to indict the White House, they only want to indict the criminal. They want to tighten up that case on the, that criminal act and limit it to that to the degree that they can. And that's the reason, for instance, that they're partially in intelligence security operation. But I signed off the jet, I didn't know he was.
Honestly.
John for talking to him, remember? As I said, I've never found Max to be a bullshit artist, but I must say,
I've got somebody waiting in the heart of the office. Don't blow the horn, but I want you to hear that.
Take after your January 25th speech. I was at a party at George D. that was fully cast with Nicholas and Alexander. That's what it produces. It wasn't political. But McGovern happened to be there, weeping in his beard against standing around. I did my 10 minutes sketch with him. Because, you know, everyone has really puts that sort of a burden on a group. He won't do anything, and yet he won't leave it alone either. So I went up to him and I said, I think you misunderstood what the president said, and I don't really understand what you are arguing about. If I had been there, you know, he just repeated exactly, he said, this is why I say, and said whatever he had said before, that I did not love the president, said his father, this is what he did. The only thing that outraged him is, I said, do you realize that last year when you saw him in September, they had already told me,
in Hanoi, no, when he's on the terrorist
list, they had already told me that there wasn't going to be withdrawal for prisoners. And therefore, when you were running around saying that we could have blown you out of the water, we didn't do it because we wanted to save the negotiation. That got him mad.
What he
said, they couldn't do this to me. Absolutely not. You must be lying.
See, that's the thing.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Put out the same statement, put it out on the radio, I'm on the same statement.
expect to get fencing in the next few weeks.
Yeah, that's what's right about, that's no division, right? They brought down the 320 train, which is a division which they use only a train recruit.
Joe Kraus is at 20 gasoline, lots of candy bars, no problem.
And what's so revolting, and when Kraus talks to our people, well, one happy thing, you know, I first saw the reading of some of these messages, he's all right, all things, and we have good message yesterday, but he's a very happy man, reassuring, already, he really has a good one, I think, but,
they're handling it very skillfully, by saying it's like a jewelry.
If it's not so many people, I mean, only people they call it by the time it's structured, there's only a few thousand. But he had lunch with Hannah, and I hope you realize that he has it from certain sources, that before the Republican convention, and then he said, it doesn't matter if they sign, and as of the meeting, and that, you know, it's such total, you can be only one to, and I don't know if that's
trying to screw us around.
Was it up?
Well, that's something that's been alive for.
But now, supposing we didn't have such a good relationship, and supposing that this part of hostility get reported back to Moscow, that this is covering.
You had a good problem. You explained why you didn't make the offer at this point.
Oh, yeah, I explained it.
He understood it.
He said, well, at first he said, why didn't you offer it? And I said, I'm stupid, but I didn't ask for it. But in this case, to bring it, to bring it from Sam, or bring it down, doesn't give it to us.
Why don't you have some low level person call and ask if you'd like to give us the same treatment as giving them?
Well, especially how with Kraft. Incidentally, I don't think Kraft would have put that out, though, unless it was not true.
Oh, I
mean, why, you know goddamn well they're hurting up there. They got 10, even the story this morning, which is that about the truck line now, said there's only 10 to 15% of what they need.
The difference between what Kraft told our embassy office and what greeted him is in DNA, what he's putting in his column means that he's either deliberately lying to the U.S. government or he's deliberately lying in his column. But what he told to the embassy office is that under the name of his government, the public government.
That's my way of
thinking. Well, it's mature now. I think what he told the embassy office is true. And what he figured his Democratic constituents are going to drive in our newspaper business to be reported the North Vietnam is the most regretted society that he's ever seen in the jail. And the dead trial.
Well, we just report to the embassy office.
Yes, you could. Well, I don't think he'd worry that much for us. You might leak it to the embassy office. Leak it to the
Democratic.
Would you mind filling Scally in? He loves to do a thing like that. You handle it, will you? See you tomorrow. I may call on you then, if you're there, toward the end of the meeting.
What's that about this book?
Huh?
No.
You're talking about the end of war, then.
Oh, yeah.
The end of war. No, the war, huh? They're lying.
We're not really not have anybody say a word.
No. I'm just going to say that the end, I said we're having private talks, and we don't discuss those with anybody, ladies and gentlemen. But I want to talk about the end of war resolution and what they mean. And what I simply say is that, look, we're going to have talks, we know what's going to come. But I do know the end of war resolutions will kill the talks.
I'll tell you this. and then you put some of the pictures in comparison.
That, I sat here and talked to him in this room, 9:30 last night, till about 11. I had to get him out of the room. I can do it for a period of time, but I don't think I can do it. You don't realize how hard it is to break yourself. Because if he ever got a breakthrough, he'd go to pieces.
I think he will.
So let down.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah, you can't hope.
You work very intensely.
Henry gets very, great anxiety after that, and then gets very, very depressed after that.
So he allows. Goes through cycles. If you really have part of something, it happens. It falls through, you know.
Below, so we get on, so the boat is moving, and that's what we love about it.